On the heels of their first regular season victory 1 week earlier, the Sioux Sabercats varsity football team looked to carry that success over at the club, prepared for a home game against the Cornwall Wildcats. With a short bench due to injuries, the Sabercats came up just short of picking up their second win of the season, dropping a narrow 41-38 decision against Cornwall on Saturday afternoon at Superior Heights. It marked the third loss of the season for the Sabercats, all three of which have been by less than a touchdown. "I'm proud of them and the effort they gave," Sabercats coach Matt Premo said. "Going into the game, we were shorthanded, and we had to move some guys around and steal some guys from defense and put them on offense and vice versa to get the job done, and we battled for the full 48 minutes and were in it right to the end." Cornwall carried a 15-3 lead into the second quarter after a pair of opening quarter touchdowns, which made things difficult for the locals early on. "We lean on our defense heavily. That's the backbone of our team, and it's usually stout," Premo said. "With a bunch of injuries on the defensive line, we weren't able to get the pressure we're normally able to get. We came out a little bit slow, and we weren't necessarily ready for their speed, and they got in behind us on a couple of deep balls, and it put us in a tough position." Noah Cardinal caught a pass from Cornwall quarterback Xavier Uhr for a 59-yard major to open the scoring, while Tristan Deschamps caught a 38-yard pass from Uhr for a touchdown. Devon Lefebvre kicked both converts for Cornwall, while the visitors also picked up a rouge in the quarter. Daniel Bumbaco got the Sabercats on the board in the opening quarter with a 22-yard field goal. The Sabercats cut into the lead in the second quarter when Bumbaco caught a pass from Gabe Barkley and ran the ball in for an 87-yard touchdown before kicking the convert to make the score 15-10. Colby Delves extended the Cornwall lead to 22-15 thanks to a 5-yard touchdown catch and subsequent convert from Lefebvre. In the opening minute of the third quarter, the Sabercats cut into the lead when Jaden Trudeau caught a pass from Barkley and turned it into a 51-yard major. With the convert from Bumbaco, the Sabercats made it 22-17. Cornwall's Damian Nickerson ran the ball in from 3 yards out. With the convert from Lefebvre, the visitors extended the lead to 29-17. Trudeau got on the board again with a 61-yard touchdown catch. The convert from Bumbaco made the score 29-24. Cardinal then caught a pass from Uhr and ran the ball in for an 82-yard touchdown to make the score 35-24. Bumbaco picked up his second touchdown catch of the day when he caught a pass from Barkley and ran the ball in for an 85-yard major to make the score 35-30. The Sabercats took the lead early in the fourth quarter when Bumbaco caught a pass from Barkley and ran the ball in for a 35-yard major. A 2-point conversion by Michael Nicoletta on a pass from Barkley made the score 38-35 Sabercats. Cornwall retook the lead when Nickerson ran the ball in from 5 yards to make the score 41-38 late. Barkley finished the day, completing 18 of 27 pass attempts for 488 yards and 5 touchdowns. Bumbaco caught 7 passes for 271 yards in the win, while Trudeau had 132 yards receiving on 4 catches. "They've been good all season," Premo said of Bumbaco and Trudeau. "Those guys are our two playmakers, and we try to get the ball in their hands as much as we can and let them make plays." Nicoletta ran the ball for 40 yards on 13 carries. Defensively for the Sabercats, Nathan Lejeunin had 6 tackles. Cardinal caught a pair of passes for 102 yards for Cornwall. Ryan Stevens caught 4 passes for 55 yards for Cornwall, while Evan Cordingley had 3 catches for 68 yards. Mason Wilson ran the ball 17 times for 125 yards, while Nickerson had 81 yards rushing on 11 carries. Rory Brisson had 5.5 tackles for Cornwall. The Sabercats returned to action on Canada Day on the road against the Kingston Junior Gales before wrapping up the regular season at home on July 9 against the Cumberland Panthers.